once a week?
Once or twice a week, Jules, I try and squeeze it in the show.
You try and find a dog story specifically so you can play that little grab.
Hey? A woman in the America state of Florida, they do things weird and different in Florida. She has spent $50,000, Jules, mm-hmm. on cloning her dog. I asked you before, is there any price tag that would be too much to, you know, help your cat? $50,000, Jules?
Well, that's $50,000 wouldn't be too much to help my cat, but this isn't helping her pets. It's cloning. And that's, I don't know about cloning.
It's Barbara, weird, right?
Barbara Streisand did that to her dog many, many years ago, and she got three of the same. Genetically, they would be the same, but mentally, they'd have different personalities, right?
Of course, dogs do have personalities.
It's not the same dog. I wouldn't clone Charlie.
I think it's weird.
I know somebody that spent $75,000 to get their dogs from Australia to New Zealand on a private jet.
What? $75,000?
Yeah.
That's a house deposit.
Because they were moving to New Zealand and they wanted the dogs to come with them and they didn't want them to go over on the boat or in a regular carrier on a plane.
You send them through, like, one of those companies and they give them their shots and they
didn't trust them, so they took them on a private jet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've got the money there, do what you do.
Exactly right.
But, wow, this lady, she cloned her dog who died 18 months prior, all from a cell and some DNA from the behind the ear of her deceased dog, and she got three identical puppies.
I think that's strange.
It's a bit weird, eh?
I think it's really strange. But as I said, personalities would be different. So it's not the same dog.
They just look the same.
Genetically, yes. But personality-wise, no.
I'd just get them taxidermied.
Oh.
I'd get them stuffed. I reckon that'd be cool. Oh, what's that? That was my childhood dog.
That was Rex.
That's Rex. Why is he in that position? It's called doggy style.
Oh.